I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So I knew, Cole, that after last season when Boise State got themselves a first round bye in the college football playoff, that there was going to be a hatchet job, that they would have to make sure that that could never happen again. Mm. You can never let a G5 team get a bye again. Well, now Paul Feinbaum, the mouth of the South, has a new idea. Okay. We need to change the playoff again. Here's Paul Feinbaum. He's on with Stephen A. and Mad Dog Russo. Paul Feinbaum right here on the Fan Upstate.
Are you okay, Paulie, with a three-loss team in the in the tournament?
Texas.
If it's Texas?
I am okay with that, Doggy. What I'm not okay with is your ridiculous statement from a minute ago. I mean, what is wrong with this country? When let's put a couple of people over here in. Let's put a couple of people. What about putting the best in? I don't see Major League Baseball. I don't see the NFL going, the Chiefs, they've been there too many times. Let's put the Patriots in. I mean, Doggy, this is supposed to be about excellence, not about being fair. This is not the little leagues where we give a second, third, fourth, and fifth place trophy. This should be the best. It's already a convoluted system because we let the group of whatever in, the group of five with South Florida, and they have no business. That conference, that division really has no business playing. That's like letting the AAA best team in to the Major League playoffs. It doesn't happen in any other sport. But for you to say, oh, the SEC has too many teams in and this and that, is just patently ridiculous.
It's marketing, Ooh. Paul. It's marketing. They need to get ratings in markets.
Wow.
That's why they've done it this way, Paul. But Paul essentially wants to get rid of letting a G5 team in there unless that G5 just so happens to be one of the top 12. And then, of course, he'll invent a reason why they're not good enough to really even be in the top 12, even though the College Football Playoff Committee decided that they are. Your opinion, right or wrong, Paul Feinbaum, get rid of the G's, get rid of the ACC's, get rid of the Big 12s if they don't have a team in. Just go straight seeding 1 through 12 for the college football playoff.
Well, he's right and he's wrong. A couple of things he said is true. A couple of things he said I disagree with. Of course, I agree with them. I want the best teams in the college football playoff, but you can't tell me a three-loss Texas team deserves to be in over a G5 team that did what they were supposed to do. And I don't always side with the G5, Diesel, but you have three losses. Like, how do you know that they're the best team? They have three losses. I just don't know that I'm okay with that.
Here's my problem, and this is kind of a bigger picture problem with college football, is now that all these conferences are going to nine games, you're squeezing out the opportunities for the G5 teams to even play the power teams and prove that they're good enough. You know, sometimes you get the upsets. Sometimes you don't.
Sure.
It just is what it is. They go back to a couple years ago when Cincinnati made the college football playoff. One year they played Georgia really tight, and I think that's the year they didn't get in. But then the year that they did get in, they got blown out.
I was at that game.
They got absolutely boat raced.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's entirely situational and matchup. You can have a really good team that gets blown out, even and the patch on their jersey has no effect on it. So the Power Four conferences, they love to siphon the best talent out of the group of five, but they don't want to give them any platform. They don't want to put them on the same field. You know, I know the college football playoff as it's constructed is probably more democratic than it should be.
Yeah.
Democratic as opposed to elitist. But I love the democratic approach because it gets more fan bases for more conferences involved.
Real quick, let's go to the phone line. Andrew wants to weigh in. What's up, Andrew?
Guys, I absolutely hate the fact that there are already 12 teams. Like, there are not 12 teams in any year that all deserve a shot at the national title.
I'm with you.
It just gives more chance for injuries to the best teams that have to, like, slog through these games. I'm not saying they're not good teams ranked 8 through 12 or whatever, but they're you know, they should have done better in the regular season. And when we expand past even further, we're just going to, again, make the regular season mean even less.
Yeah.
I don't even see myself watching it when we expand anymore.
So,
who cares?
Andrew, how do you know? We've only had 1 year of the 12-team playoff. Hang on, Andrew. We've only had 1 year of the 12-team playoff. And you'd have to tell me where was the national champion from last year. Where were they ranked going into the college football playoff? We don't know if a 12 seed could ever win the national championship. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, and the farthest they ever advanced to is the championship game or the semifinals. But when we only have a one-season sample size, you're casting an aspersion. You're making an assumption that it could never happen. Why not just let the chaos play out on the field and enjoy the game?
Because you're complicating things for one thing. You're allowing, again, for more injuries, more fatigue, and all of these things to water things down. And again, increasing more games in the season just gets more ratings and more, you know, stuff, but it doesn't help us find the best team in the nation, which should be the point of the playoff, and that means you don't really need more than maybe four.
So, Andrew, my argument would be I agree with you on the playoff expansion not being good for the sport. I've always said, look, you have the sample size of more teams in, but guess what? Most of the time, 99% of the time, I believe you're going to end up with the same four to five teams regardless. So that's been my biggest push. I'm with you. I don't want to see it expand either. I don't believe that expansion means, you know, we're allowing teams to have a better opportunity to win. It's just ultimately all about the money.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the phone call, man. 844-FAN. Phone. When we come back, Diesel, let's keep it on college football, but let's bring up a team, a coach that we haven't talked about much, and a little bit of news today regarding his athletic director. Does that mean there's pressure on a certain coach? I'm not going to tell you who that coach is until the next segment. That's next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.